de Broadway a Gran Vía. Hoy volvemos a traer a Stephen Sondheim. Hacía mucho tiempo que no lo traíamos aquí, demasiado para algunos. Seguramente este autor judío, el más importante en la historia de los musicales, desde luego el más importante en Broadway. Algunos, como Masha, se alegrarán mucho de que volvamos a traerle aquí. Y lo hacemos para presentaros la obra Merrily We Roll Along. El musical está escrito y compuesto por Sondheim y el libreto es de George Firth. Bueno, una persona con la que colaboró mucho Sondheim, colaboraron por ejemplo en Company y que tenemos que destacar que murió hace un mes y bueno, desde aquí, desde Radio Sefarad, le dedicamos este programa. La obra está basada en una obra de teatro homónima escrita por George Kaufman y Moss Hart. Estamos ante una obra muy original, que la verdad no tuvo la aceptación por parte del público en general, ya que tan solo se representó 16 veces tras su estreno. Supuso el fin de las colaboraciones entre el director Harold Prince y Stephen Sondheim. Bueno, el fin hasta 2003, pero desde 1981 hasta 2003, un periodo bastante largo sin colaborar. El musical trata la relación entre tres amigos a lo largo del tiempo. Sin embargo, el relato se produce al revés, es decir, comienza por el final de la amistad, allá en el año 1976, y termina por el principio de su relación en 1955, y el relato, digamos, se articula a través de saltos en el tiempo hacia atrás. Los protagonistas son Frank, Mary y Charles, tres autores del mundo del espectáculo, cuya amistad se ve truncada por el ansia de ganar dinero de Frank. La historia comienza en 1976. Frank celebra una fiesta en su lujosa mansión de Bel Air. Frank fue un músico, un gran compositor, ahora es un aclamado productor de Hollywood podrido de dinero. En la fiesta también se encuentra Mary, la cual está borracha perdida. Gussie, la actual esposa de Frank, menciona la última obra de Charles en Nueva York. Se hace un incómodo silencio para todos, pero en especial para Frank, quien no puede oír hablar de su antiguo socio. Mary, borracha, recuerda el fatídico día en que una entrevista de televisión les separó para siempre. Fue en la NBC, en Nueva York. Charlie estaba harto de que Frank no tuviera ningún interés en su nueva obra y solo pensara en hacer más y más dinero.
Merrily, merrily, 1975. Hey, old friend, what do you say? Old friend, make it okay. Old friend, give an old friendship a break. Why so grim? We're going on forever. You, me, him, too many lives are at stake. Friends, this long has to mean something strong. So if our old friend's wrong, shouldn't an old friend come through? It's us, old friend, what's to discuss? Old friend, here's to us, who's like us?
Damn few.
Charlie, why can't it be like it was? I liked it the way that it was. Charlie, you and me, we were nicer then. We were nice, kids and cities and trees were nice. Everything. I don't know who we are anymore, and I'm starting not to care. Look at us, Charlie. Nothing's the way that it was. I want it the way that it was. Help me stop remembering then. Don't you remember? It was good, it was really good. Help me out, Charlie. Make it like it was. It was better, Charlie, we both know it.
But we're not the three of us anymore. Now we're one and one and one.
Charlie, nothing's the way that it was. I want it the way that it was. God knows things were easier then. Trouble is, Charlie, that's what everyone does. Blames the way it is on the way it was, on the way it never, ever was.
Justo antes de que comience la entrevista, Charlie se entera de que Frank ha firmado 3 contratos que van a posponer irremediablemente su nueva obra. Frank se defiende argumentando que tiene un hijo que mantener y una pensión que pagar a su exmujer. En ese momento salen al aire y el entrevistador les pregunta cómo trabajan juntos. Charlie canta esta canción dedicada a su amigo Frank y lo hace, digamos, denunciando el ansia de negocio de su amigo.
Can see.
Which is the moment and where, Mr. Shepherd?
1973.
I know our audience would love to hear how you two work together.
Sure. He goes, and I go. And soon we're humming along. And that's called writing a song. Then he goes, and I go. And the phone goes, bring. And he goes, mutter, 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 mutter. Yes, Jerome, mutter, no, Jerome. Mutter, 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 mutter. That's his lawyer, Jerome. Mutter, 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 mutter. Do it, Jerome.
Click, sorry, Charlie.
So I go. And he goes. And I go. And soon we're tapping away. Sorry, Charlie. secretary, please, on the intercom. Yes, Miss Biz, it's a messenger. Thank you, Miss Biz. Would you tell him to wait? Would you order the car? Would you call up the bank? Would you wire the coast? Would you...
Sorry, Charlie.
Mutter, 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 sell the stock. Mutter, buy the rights. Mutter, 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 let me put you on hold. Yes, Miss Biz, it's the interview. Thanks, Miss Biz. Will you tell him to wait? Will you wire the car? Will you order the coast? Will you send up the bank? And the telephones blink and the stocks get sold and the rest of us he keeps on hold and he's gonna start producing and he's now a corporation, right? And I play at home with my wife and kids and I wait to hear the movie bids and I got a little sailboat and I'm in a meditation, right? He flies off to California. I discuss him with my shrink. That's the story of the way we work, me and Franklin Shepherd Inc.
Oh, well, when you do work together, which comes first generally, the words or the music?
Generally, the contract.
Sounds like you think making money is a bad thing for an artist.
Money? Did I say money? No, I like money a lot. I mean, it's better than not. But when it's
money. Money! When you're into money!
And you should be. Listen, he does the money thing very well. But you know what? Other people do it better. And he does the music thing very well. And you know what? No one does it better. Still, the telephones blink and the buzzers buzz, and I really don't know what he does, but he makes a ton of money. And a lot of it for me. Right? So I think, okay, and I start a play, and he somehow knows, cause right away it's drink! Hiya, buddy, wanna write a show? Got a great idea. We'll own all the rights with a 2-week out and a turnaround on the guarantee plus a gross percent of the billing clause, and there I am in California, talking deals and turning pennies. Back in business, and I mean just that. Back with Franklin Shepherd Inc. Very sneaky how it happens. Much more sneaky than you think. Starts with nothing but a song to sing. Next, you're Franklin Shepherd. Wait. Could we wait a minute here? Because I'm getting in too deep. The thing you see is we're not that kind of close anymore. The way we used to be. And a friendship's like a garden. You have to water it. And tend it, and care about it. And you know what? I want it back. Look, nothing permanent has happened. Just a temporary kink. Friendship, something you don't really lose. Very sneaky how it happens. Every day you're on the brink. First the prizes, then the interviews. Oh my God, I think it's happened. Stop me quick before I sink. One more triumph that I can't refuse. In case you didn't notice, this is my first time on TV and my last. So here's the point, whatever happens. Then we'll all go get a drink. That's the guy I love, the fella who's inside. Mutter, 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 quick, Jerome, get the president. There's a crazy man on my TV screen. Inside, drink, inside, Franklin Shepherd. Just write him, care of any bank, USA, Inc.
Un nuevo salto en el tiempo nos lleva a 1968. Frank está en su lujoso apartamento de Nueva York. Trae regalos para sus amigos, los derechos de explotación de una novela para Mary y la licencia para hacer una película de su exitoso musical para Charles. Pero a Charlie no le hace mucha ilusión. Su idea es la de hacer cosas nuevas y no refritos del pasado. Frank vuelve a defenderse diciendo que tiene que mantener a su hijo. De nuevo el tiempo va hacia atrás, un año antes, en el momento en que Frank se divorcia de Beth, su primera esposa.
Not a single day, but you're somewhere a part of my life. and it looks like you'll stay as the days go by. I keep thinking, when does it end?
That it can't get much better, much longer, but it only gets better and stronger and deeper and nearer and simpler.
Somehow part of my life, and you won't go away, and I have to say, if you did, I'd die.
I want day after day after day after day.
I'll die day after day after day after day.
La prensa se abalanza sobre Frank y comienza a decir que está acabado como autor, pero Frank tiene claro que el éxito estará siempre de su parte. Y bueno, aquí el primer acto de esta obra. La semana que viene continuaremos con el segundo acto y con el final. Hasta entonces, os esperamos.
So we'll do a new show, so you'll meet a new dame, so you'll take some time for personal pleasure.
There's gotta be endings, or there wouldn't be beginnings, right? You got talent to blow, and you're making a name, and that song you wrote's a national treasure.
You're looking at losses, when you should be counting winnings,
right?
Best thing that ever could have happened.
Right.
So you'll get a new flat and you'll have a few flings, start a whole new life and learn to adore.
If you wanna have weddings, then you gotta have divorces. No, so with that and all that, you get over these things and you come out somehow better for it.
Just because you change horses doesn't mean you're changing courses.
Right.
Best thing that ever could have happened.
Right.
All right, now you know. Life is crummy, well, now you know. Okay, big surprise. People love you and tell you lies. Bricks can fall out of clear blue skies. Put your dimple down, now you know. Okay, there you go. Learn to live with it, now you know. It's called flowers wilt, it's called apples rot. It's called thieves get rich and saints get shot. It's called God don't answer prayers a lot. Okay, now you know. Okay, now you know. Don't fall apart at the seams. It's called letting go your illusions and don't confuse them with dreams. Yes, that's quite a blow. Don't regret it and don't just go to extremes. It's called what's your choice. It's called count to ten. It's called burn your bridges. Start again. You should burn them every now and then or you'll never grow. Because now you grow. That's the killer is now you grow. You're right, nothing's fair and it's all a plot. Tomorrow doesn't look so hot. Right, you better look.
But you don't look back.
Just leave all the pieces.
When you haven't got one choice, might as well enjoy the other.
Right.
You'll come out to the coast.
We can set a few deals and a parking strictly major release.
An exit from one place is an exit to another.
Right. Best thing that ever could happen.
I mean, lots of holes, I mean, rolls of bumps, I mean, meat has jams and nice sized chunks. I mean, even cream of wheat has lumps.
Best thing that ever could.
When it's over with, I'll top the connection. You gotta have endings, or there wouldn't be beginnings.
Right!
When you flatten this low and start from scratch, you can only go in one direction. The side's retired, but there's still a lot of endings.
Right!
Best thing that ever could have happened.
Yes, you know you
die.
She takes a magic dancing song.
And
I get a magic place. And I'm on the right, you'll never go. You can't go on.
high.